they had subpoenaed people from Clinton. Then looked like they were going, my charge of intimidating a federal witness. That was it. Intimidating a federal witness. That was my charge. But when they asked me, was I guilty? I told them no. But anyway, he rocked on and looked like the old district attorney. He was hard as he could be on me and all the rest of them.
Who's presiding over?
Sissonberry, the federal district attorney.
Oh.
He was, you know, grand jury, federal grand jury was in session.
Oh, did you have a judge? Did you have judge?
Hadn't got to that. They hadn't indicted him. You see, they had before the grand jury.
Oh, they don't have a judge?
Oh, yeah, but not in the grand jury room, just like everywhere else. Here, you know, the district attorney. And the federal district attorney was in.
Okay.
And so, all that week, and then next week, on next Monday, 2 weeks, then the next Monday, the lesson had witness them up here. And Ms. Brown, she was at. It was so hard on us. So I told you my daddy and mother both were raised in St. Lena Parish.
Yeah.
Well, we decided we had to get some outside help. They were really rough on me. And I knew a judge from Amit. He was a big judge out in New Orleans that I'd fox hunted with. And so some of these friends in him too, and so they went to him and took him to do something. He said, yeah, I can go see him. So he went and talked to him, and he still hadn't eased up on us. He was hard on us. So my daddy had a double first cousin, was raised over here by the name of, he was a doctor in a doctor from Greenburg, which was a double first cousin to my daddy. And so, and he was calling up Arlene Parrish. And so we went to him. And so he called up Chris and he still, he didn't loosen up any. And so finally he went to his office. So he told Chris and Barry, said, now look, says, I know those niggas that that boy shot. I know his people. I used to have an uncle with a sheriff over there. He says, that boy's uncle tried to arrest this nigger's granddaddy, and he had to kill him. He was in it. So the policeman in Baton Rouge killed this nigger's daddy. So he knew him. They were raised in St. Lena. And so, okay. Well, next Monday, the Saturday, came up here and sat with me here Monday.
Yeah.
So Monday, I went down there. I done bothered all my friends. They done turned them loose. They were witnesses. I had them for the grand jury. But anyway, I had a brother in Baker run the store. So I went down there and got him. Just he and I went there Monday morning. Sitting at the door of the federal building. So Chris and Barry came out. Said, Mr. Mathis, are you going to testify this morning? I said, I reckon so. You summoned me down here. He said, I know I did, but said, you haven't got to unless you want to. I said, well, Judge, I want to. Okay. So when I got in the grand jury room, it was 23. Okay, the clerk presented me a paper, and the district attorney said, Chris Barry said, now, Mr. said, you haven't got to sign that if you don't want to. It was, I was waiving my constitutional rights, that if I signed that, I had to answer any question they asked me, regardless of incrimination against me or anything else, whatever, if I signed it. So I said, Judge, I'll sign it. I said, all right, so you realize what you're doing? I said, yes, sir. Well, I said, when you asked me at the door that I want to testify, I want to get in here and tell you all like that happened. I said, because a lot of, they had niggas down there, too, you know, and they'd tell all kind of night lies. So, okay, I signed the document. So they began to ask me questions. They first wanted me to tell it just like it was, and they had a map of my place down there. Right there on the table. So you act right there, yeah, that's my place.